the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Gone fishing. Have you ever thought about the earth as being like a great fishing pond for God? I can imagine some chuckling in the Heavenly Father's presence every time this word of God from Luke is read. I think that must be so, because I can see our Father as he sends his Son into the world. He opens the door to heaven and hangs on the front door, slightly askew, of course, his gone fishing sign. The Father treats this world and his beloved creatures who swim in it as fish to be caught by him. But the fish won't be caught willingly. That's because you like the freedom of the sea, where you can determine your own destiny. We think the sea we choose to swim in is the best one for us. We pursue what we want to feed on, our desires, without any thought of how they affect God or others. We don't trust in God above all things. We treat our neighbors like seaweed. But we are the big fish in the fishing pond. At least we think we are. So God has to hook us, catching us with his stinging and paralyzing barb and pulling us from the watery cesspool we think is a great place to live. The bait is to share a relationship with God. But he doesn't want a stinky, self-centered, polluted, and dying fish. He wants the human being he originally created. So behind the bait is the barb. Now he can pull us from our watery cesspools and put us into the water of his kingdom. But that means we must die to the old cesspool and be given new life to live as the Father's fish in his water. Baptized into the death and resurrection of his most prized catch, his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, he has caught you alive and pulled you out of your own cesspool. With his net, he takes you from the old water and immerses you into the fresh water of his kingdom. You were stripped of the filth of your former life, and you enter into the baptismal pool, the sea of God. You arose from beneath that water, a newly created one, living in the promises of God to you. Baptism is the net that delivers you from foul water to the cleansing water of God. Now that the Father has caught you alive, he sends you fishing. You have become a fisher that catches people alive with God's nets. The thought of catching men alive, fish who squirm and flail about in the net when they are caught, may appear a frightening prospect. But Jesus says to us, "Fear not." Think of the kingdom of God in this way. It is like a fisherman who went out every night to fish and caught nothing. He kept going out night after night, but returned each night with empty nets. He was about to despair of ever catching anything when the word of the Lord came to him and said, "Put your nets out into the deep tonight and see what happens." So the fisherman listened to the word of the Lord and cast his net. That night, his net was filled 100-fold. So, like Peter, at his word to let down the nets, the word of Christ, we trust that his nets will catch people alive. We cast our lines with the bait that God has given us, a bait that leads into the sea of God, life with him, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.